And this morning, I'd like to share with you the kindness and love of God our Savior.
请我们一同来读提多书第三章第三节到第七节。
Let us read together Titus chapter 3, verse 3-7.
我们从前也是无知悖逆，受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世神。
At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We live in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
在这段经节的里面，第四节他讲神我们救主。
Verse 4 of this passage says God our Savior.
那第六节他讲耶稣基督我们救主。
And verse 6 says Jesus Christ our Savior.
所以我们放在一起就知道我们救主耶稣基督他就是神。
And so you put them side by side, then you can say our Savior Jesus Christ is God.
那他今天要来拯救我们。
And he wants to save us today.
我们看见人的光景。
Look at the condition of human being.
我们认识到神的恩慈、他的怜悯、他的慈爱。
We come to know his kindness, his mercy, and his love.
然后他来拯救人，不是因着人自己所行出来的义。
He doesn't come because we have performed righteous acts.
所以我们要来一起认识神何等的爱我们。
We need to come and understand what a great love God has for us.
是我们的主，他要付何等重的代价。
It is our Lord who has to pay the great price.
叫我们可以因着信，我们被称为义。
So that by faith we are justified.
他讲到重生的喜。
It talks about the washing of rebirth.
他讲到圣灵的更新。
And the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
他讲到我们不只得永远的生命。
It talks about not only we receive that eternal life.
我们承受永远的生命。
But also receive and inherit that life.
让这个生命在今天我们能够来经历它带着一个何等的能力。
So that we can experience the power in this new life.
然后我们看见成为后嗣，能够承受产业。
And also, we become heirs of God to receive His estate.
那这一段圣经，它讲到了一个完整的救恩。
So this passage talks about the full gospel.
我们先看到我们从前的光景。
First of all, take a look at our condition in the past.
它讲到我们从前是怎么样的。
It said at one time we were at a certain condition.
我们是无知的，我们是悖逆的。
We were foolish. We were disobedient.
我们受迷惑。
We were deceived.
我们好像在这个世界上被仇敌所欺骗。
And we were cheated by the enemy.
那服侍各样私欲和厌乐。
And we were enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
讲到在人的里面是没有良善。
And there's no goodness in man.
长存的是恶毒。
Instead, we were full of malice and envy.
是可恨的。
We were being hated.
而且是彼此相恨的。
And also hating one another.
我们看见这一个世界地上的人里面充满了仇恨。
And look at the people in this world, they are full of hatred.
所以其实人里面有一个极深的渴望。
Therefore, deep down, there is a longing within us.
渴望来认识这位神。
Long to know God.
他是充满了慈爱。
Who is full of love.
那他里面是充满了公义的。
And also righteousness.
公平的。
And fairness.
一方面我们看见人的生命是污秽的。
On one hand, you see our lives are filthy.
那另外一方面我们的性情是旧的。
And our nature is old.
所以以弗所书第四章二十一节他说如果你们听过他的道理了他的教学了他的真理二十二节就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21 says, Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
当亚当夏娃他们犯罪时候
When Adam and Eve sinned,
罪进到了人的里面
Sin entered into mankind.
所以这个罪好像就组织了我们成为一个罪人。
And this sin that entered into us constitutes us to become a sinner.
不一定你说我做了什么坏事情，我才是罪人。
We are not condemned to be a sinner because we did something wrong.
我们是个罪人。
But by nature, we are sinners.
因为罪进来了。
Because sin has come into us.
人被玷污了。
And we have been contaminated with sin.
所以我们在这里看到人的光景。
And therefore, look at the condition of man.
因为罪在里面。
Because sin is in us.
它就生出许多罪的行为来。
Naturally, it produces many sinful actions.
有一位父亲，他买了一个老鼠药。
And father bought a jar of poison for the mouse.
他告诉他的儿子说，这是非常毒的，这是毒老鼠的。
And he warned his son by telling him that this jar is for, it's a poison for, to kill mice.
这个是千万不能吃的。
Therefore, make sure you don't eat it.
所以他把它放在厨房一个柜子的最上面。
So the father put this jar up high in the pantry.
有一天，这个孩子，他看爸爸不在。
And one day when dad was out,
他很好奇。
This child was curious.
哦，他就爬爬爬爬上去，他就把这个老鼠药拿下来。
So he climbed onto the top of the pantry and took that jar out.
他想说，这个父亲这样的镜子，说不定是什么好吃的嘞。
He thought, I think father didn't want me to eat this because it's something delicious.
后来他把它喝下去了。
So he drank the bottle.
等到父亲回来。
By the time the father returned home.
不得了，这孩子喝了老鼠药。
Oh, he was just worried because his son took the poison.
但是今天是的孩子犯了罪。
Yes, the son made a mistake.
他应该受处罚的。
And he should be punished.
但是现在最重要的一件事情。
But the most critical thing to address.
父亲不是说我怎么再来刑罚他，再来教导他。
It's not to how to teach the child and how to punish him so he learned a lesson.
但是他吃了毒药怎么办？
But the fact that he had drunk up the poison.
今天人犯了罪。
So the man have sinned.
是的，因着罪有许多的后果，有许多的审判和刑罚。
Yes, and that brought forth judgment and consequences.
但是在神的心中，
Yet in the heart of Father God,
他爱人，
He loves human beings.
他要来拯救人。
So he wants to first save them.
这个罪进到了人的里面。
The sin has entered into human beings.
神不能说算你就没有罪的。
Therefore, God cannot count us without sin.
所以要怎么解决这个罪的问题？
But how to solve the problem?
怎么让人里面有一个新的生命呢？
So how can he give man a new life?
因为原本的生命好像玷污了。
Because the old life has been stained and polluted.
那个生命坏了，就不能来到神面前了。
It's corrupted and can no longer come to God.
然后我们的性情整个变旧了。
And the entire nature, human nature becomes old.
人变旧了，就会败坏，就会软弱，生病，死亡。
Since that life has become old, then it will experience corruption, rottenness, sickness, and death.
那甚至整个世界好像都旧了。
The whole world becomes old.
渐旧渐衰的。
Gradually, it's aging.
我们说医生他能够医治病人。
A doctor can heal us of our diseases.
他不能医那个老。
But he cannot stop the aging process.
我们有一个初中同学的一个群。
And all my prior junior high friends have this chat group together.
那有的时候大家会放上去一些老的照片。
And sometimes we share our old photos.
然后也有一些呢，会分享就最近的照片。
And also recent photos.
那大家都只有一句话。
And most commonly heard remark is.
我们真的老了。
Oh, we have become old.
大部分的同学他们都退休了。
And most of my friends have retired now.
但是我们说，整个这个老，你没有办法去改变它。
And therefore, aging process is something we cannot reverse.
可是，在圣经里面非常的奇妙。
But marvelously in the Bible.
它叫医治我们玷污还有皱纹等类的病。
And it tells us that it will heal us of all the stains, blemish, and wrinkles.
那个玷污讲到我们这个人污秽的。
And the stain refers to that we have become filthy because of the sin.
那另外一个讲到那个皱纹，就讲到那个老旧了。
And the wrinkles refer to the aging, the getting old process.
所以神要来医治。
And God has desire to come. 们 heal us of that.
那后面我们就会看到说，一个呢是讲到重生的洗。
Therefore, one thing he did was through the rebirth, washing of the rebirth.
那叫我们这些污秽能够被洗去。
So all the blemish can be washed away.
另外一个讲到圣灵的更新。
And the other one is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
使得我们外体好像是一天毁坏一天。
Yes, outwardly, our physical body is going through deterioration every day.
但是我们里面的人却是一天新似一天。
Yeah, the inner person is renewed every day.
这是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他充满了怜悯慈爱。
He's full of mercy and kindness.
那他就是爱。
And he is love.
今天我们看见这个爱怎么临到我们的身上。
And how can this love come upon us today?
我们说得救不是因人的义，乃是因神的怜悯。
And we talk about, we just read that we are saved not because of righteous acts, but by God's mercy.
所以在第四节他说，到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施慈爱显明的时候。
That's why verse 4 we just read says, But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appears.
这是什么时候呢？
What is that timing?
是的，从永远到永远他就是神。
Yes, from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
在一个时候。
Yet, at a certain point in Time.
我们的主他道成了肉身来到了地上。
Our Lord came into this world and he was that word became flesh.
在时间里面他为我们行走在地上。
And he walked on earth in the confinement of time.
他走一条最卑微的道路。
And he took the lowliest way for us.
然后在一个时候他为我们死，且死在十字架上。
And at a certain point in time he died for us. It's a death on the cross.
为我们付了极重的赎价。
And he paid the great ransom for all.
那他做了这一切的工作。
And he did all that for us.
神的爱显明出来了。
Therefore, the love of God is manifested.
神的恩典能够临到我们的身上。
And God's grace can come upon us.
弟兄姐妹，我们说感谢主。
That's why we say thank you, God.
在什么时候主做成了这一切的工作呢？
And when did God do all this?
在我们还是罪人的时候。
He did that while we were still sinners.
他说他救了我们不是因我们自己所行的义。
That he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done.
没有一个人靠着自己的义能够来到神面前。
And no one can approach God by relying on his or her own righteousness.
圣经告诉我们说没有义人连一个也没有。
Because the Bible clearly says that there's no single righteous man, not even one.
所以神必须差遣他独生的儿子为我们来到地上。
That's why God had to send his one and only son into the world for us.
不是我们自己所行的义。
So it's not because of the righteous things we had done.
乃是照他的怜悯。
But because of his mercy.
我们知道宾师母她是一个非常属灵的人。
We know Sister Pen Louise, she was a very spiritual person.
有一次主让她看见一个手拿着一个破烂的衣服。
And one time she saw this vision from the Lord, a hand holding a ragged clothes.
然后里面让他里面清楚有一个声音，你最好的意就像这一个破烂的衣服。
A very clear voice was said to her, Your best righteousness is just like this ragged clothes.
我们自己没有什么意可以拿到神面前。
Therefore, there's nothing righteous that we can present to God.
今天是神怜悯我们。
It's all God's mercy.
哦，他的儿子为我们付了极重的代价。
His own son paid the price for us.
只有他是义的。
Only he is righteous.
然后在以弗所书第二章第八节这边告诉我们，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
这并不是出于自己。
And it's not from yourselves.
乃是神所赐的。
It is the gift of God.
是在我们还做罪人的时候。
It happened while we were still sinners.
甚至我们还在顶撞他的时候。
And when we were still offending or opposing to God.
他就爱我们，为我们舍己。
God has loved us and given himself for us.
今天不是照着我们的努力，我们来做了好行为，我们能够来到神面前。
We cannot come to God because we have done something great or through our own efforts.
乃是因着相信。
But through our faith in Him.
我们知道在世界上有许许多多不同的宗教。
And we know there are all kinds of religions in this world.
很多人都讲说宗教都是劝人为善。
And there's a common myth by saying that all religions and all faith advise people to do what's good.
好像这都是蛮好的。
And it's a good thought.
人借着自己的努力。
Through man's effort,
人在那里寻找神
they are seeking God.
人在那里积功德
and they try to do what's right and to earn justification.
但是我们要知道
but we need to know this.
无论人怎么样的努力
doesn't matter how hard we try.
没有任何一个人
there's no single man in this world.
我们的意行能够让神的心满足的
can satisfy God's heart through their own works.
在这边我们看见是的主他爱我们，他是我们的救主，他就是这位全能的神。
And here we see that our Savior, our God, are the same.
那今天这个恩典，这个怜悯临到我们的身上。
And now He has mercy and grace on us.
我们在有一个时候相信了。
And at certain point in time, we believed Him.
打开我们的心，接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We open our heart and accept Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
我们说我们的罪得着了赦免。
So our sin have been forgiven.
我们得着了永远的生命。
And we receive an eternal life.
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And experience a wonderful change in life.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道，在我们身上发生了何等大的事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we really need to understand what a great thing that has happened to us.
原本是无望堕落的族类。
I was that hopeless fallen race.
一下子，我们成为神家里的人。
Now, I am a member in God's house.
从前，我们死在罪恶过犯的里面。
I used to die in sin and iniquity.
今天，我们蒙了拯救。
Now, I have been saved.
主把他那一个超凡美丽的生命赐给我们。
Also, God has given us His beautiful supreme life.
我们刚刚讲到说，在人的整个的光景。
We just talked about the conditional man just now.
一个是污秽。
On one hand, it's filthy.
另外一面呢是老旧了。
And the other one, it's old.
今天我们在这里要看见神怎么拯救我们。
But now we want to see how did God save us.
他讲到说。他救了我们呢，乃是借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
It says He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
重生的洗。
The washing of rebirth.
那这一个洗，他讲到是生命的洗。
And this is a washing of life.
在以弗所书第五章二十六节。
And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26,
讲到说要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
So it says to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
And to present her to himself as a radiant church.Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
以弗所书这边所用的这个洗
Here, the washing in Ephesians 5.
跟提多书讲到的洗是同一个字
It's the same word as the washing in Titus 3.
他说用水借着道将我们洗净
Here it says, by the washing with the water through the word.
是道中的水将我们洗净
So there's water in the word that cleanses us.
什么是道中的水呢
So what is the water in the word?
是神话语中的生命
Means the life in the word of God.
主告诉我们说我的话就是灵就是生命
God says my word is life is spirit.
这个生命将我们洗净
And this life can cleanse us.
我们身上有多少的玷污
There are so many stains on us.
但是我们来到主的面前
But when we come to God,
弟兄姐妹，你有没有经历过
？Dear brothers and sisters, haven't you experienced that before?
当我们在读神的话语
，When you are reading the word of God,
神的话一下子发出了亮光
，Suddenly He enlightened you,
将我们里面的光景照亮
，Reveal our true condition.
我们悔改
，So that we repent.
我们接受圣灵在我们里面的工作
，And accept the work in the Holy Spirit.
神的话带着一个极大的能力。
It's like there is power in God's word when we read.
叫我们今天是愿意从主这里得着生命。
And enable us to receive life from the Lord.
放下我们的自己。
And let go of ourselves.
神的话中的生命。
And there's life in God's word.
能够来洗净我们。
That can cleanse us.
所以在这边，以弗所书告诉我们这个洗净。
So here the cleansing described in the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
不只是除去我们所有的玷污。
Not only just wash away our outward stain.
它也除去我们的这些皱纹。
But also our wrinkles.
所以我们的污秽，我们的老旧。
So our stain and our old self.
今天主要来医治。
Can be healed.
弟兄姐妹，借着重生的洗。
Through the washing of rebirth.
我们很多属灵的事情是在那一刻，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，属灵的实际已经发生了。
And when the moment we're saved, the spiritual reality has occurred.
在那一个时候，当你相信主的时候。
At that moment we believe in the Lord.
使得我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Yes, indeed, our life experienced a wonderful great change.
我们不是靠自己的意义能够来到神的面前。
It wasn't because, was not because we did something right.
今天乃是因着主为我们所付的代价。
But by the price that Jesus has paid for us.
他为我们受了审判。
He was judged for us.
他是公义的。
He was that righteous one.
是他亲身担当我们的罪。
He personally took up our sin on his shoulder.
为圣洁的主为我们死且死在十字架上。
That holy Lord died for us on the cross.
使得神的公义伸张了。
So God's justice was compelled.
神的爱显明了。
And God's love was manifested.
所有的工作主在十字架上他说成了。
And the Lord says it is done.
那他完成了所有的救赎的工作。
And he completed all the redemption work.
今天因着我们的相信。
And through our faith in time.
我们是完全的得着了。
We have received that salvation completely.
使得我们可以说罪得着了赦免。
Yes, we can say my sin has been forgiven.
今天可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座。
So that we can come with full confidence to the mercy seat of God.
但是属灵的事情是我们先有了一个属灵的实际。
So for spiritual realm,The thing is that we have that reality first.
是有了一个属灵的地位。
And we have obtained that position first.
只是下面呢，我们看见说他的工作是没有停止的。
And after that, God continues to work.
重生的洗。
That washing of rebirth.
他叫我们能够被洗净。
So we are cleansed.
但是从得救开始。
And from the point that we are saved.
我们受浸了。
We are baptized.
哎呀，我们在那里显明主在我们身上所做的。
And we start to reveal the work of God on us.
我们已经与他同死了。
We have died with Christ.
同埋葬了。
Buried with him.
与他一同复活了。
And risen with him.
啊，今天我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们一举一动有新生的样子。
And every act we have will show forth the pattern of the new life.
但是今天我们说信主了好多年。
But you may say, I have believed in the Lord for so many years.
好像我仍然没有办法说我一举一动都是新生的样子。
But I can't really say that every action I have is the pattern of the new life.
我们的思想，我们的心思，我们的行为。
My thought, my acts.
有时候回到在得救之前的情形。
A lot of time return to my old self.
并不是说我生命有何等奇妙的大改变，我的生活，我的行事为人就改变了。
Although I have experienced a great change of life, but that doesn't guarantee that everything I do or think after that will be changed.
是主一次永远他完成了这赎罪的工作。
Yes, from the Lord's side, He completed redemption once and for all.
我们相信的时候，我们也是完全得着了。
And the moment we believe in Him, we receive that fully.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个重生的洗。
But dear brother and sister, the washing of the rebirth.
今天我们需要时刻的来到主的面前。
Meaning we need to come to the Lord every moment.
来接受他的生命。
To accept this new life.
来得着他的话语中的力量生命来洗净我们。
To receive the power and life in his word to cleanse us.
脱离所有的污秽的事情。
To depart from all the filthiness.
今天圣灵在我们里面，他光照，他启示，他来焚烧。
And Holy Spirit in us is doing the enlightening and revelation and burning work.
这是我们一生的路程。
And this is our life's journey.
借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
Through the washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上。
And this Holy Spirit is whom God poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
主耶稣复活升天了。
The Lord has risen from the dead and ascended into heaven.
他为我们承受圣灵没有限量。
And for us, he received the Holy Spirit without limitation.
他在圣灵里面回来了。
And he returns in the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们身上。
And God has poured on us generously the Holy Spirit.
过去是主他行走在地上。
In the past, it was the Lord who walked on the earth.
很多人可以拥挤他。
And many people could crowd around him.
但是没有办法得着他的生命。
But could not get the life that was in him.
有许多人听见主说话。
And many people heard him talk.
他们稀奇他说话行事蛮有大能。
And they were amazed at the power in his word.
但是人没有办法得着他的能力。
But that man could not get the power that was in Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们因着相信。
But dear brothers and sisters, by faith today,
我们所接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We have received Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们得着了永远的生命。
We have received the everlasting life.
今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
就是这位复活的耶稣。
And that is the risen Christ.
今天他在我们的里面来做更新的工作。
And he is abiding within us and doing the renewing work every day.
所以同样的，我们讲到说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
That's why we say, if someone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以讲到那一个蒙恩的地位。
And that is a blessed position.
我们是一个新的创造。
That we are a new creation.
这是一个事实。
That is a fact.
除了我们蒙恩得救了。
After we're saved,
主带我们迁入爱子的国度。
God has moved us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
我们说讲到那个旧事已过。
So all things have passed.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is renewed.
当主死。
When the Lord died,
我们在他里面和他一同死了。
In Him we died with Him.
所以我们说那些老旧的
Therefore all the old things
我们的旧人
My old self lives
我们都已经与他同死了
Died with him
同埋葬了
Buried with him
所以常常当我们讲到受浸的意义
Therefore when we share with people the significance of baptism
我们讲到第一个洪水
We talk about first like the flood
它所预表受浸的意义
Which represents one of the meanings of baptism
所有的旧造
All the old creation
都在水的里面结束了
were ended in the cover of the water.
所以主死的时候把所有的旧造都结束埋葬了
In the same way, when Jesus died, he included all the old creation in his death.
我们看见以色列百姓他们过红海
Also, another example is the Red Sea crossed by Israel.
然后这些埃及的追兵，他们试着要下去。
How the Egyptian soldiers try to follow Egyptian Israelites?
那他们全部被埋葬在红海的里面。
They were all drowned in the Red Sea.
所有仇敌的权势。
Therefore, all the power of the enemy
埋葬了。
Were buried in the Red Sea.
然后我们看见以色列百姓他们过约旦河。
And also another example is when they crossed the River Jordan.
他们拿十二块石头。 放在约旦河的里面。
And Israelites laid 12 stones on the bed of the river.
另外12块拿到对岸去。
And brought 12 stones from the riverbed to the other shore.
他们能够过约旦河如行干地。
They walked through the river Jordan as if they were walking on the dry ground.
但是那个水再一次的淹没的时候。
But when the water came down again and covered it.
我们看见所有天然老旧的生命埋葬了。
All the old self, those stones were buried.
今天过了约旦河。
And those who have crossed the Jordan River.
我们有一个新的生命。
Have gained a new life.
今天在基督里就是新造的。
Therefore, in Christ, we are a new creation.
我们需要认识主为我们所赢得这个属灵的地位。
We need to truly understand this new spiritual position our Lord has gained for us.
我们要站得非常的稳。
Therefore, we need to stand firm on that position.
仇敌常常用各样的诡计来欺骗，要来攻击我们。
And our enemies try to attack us and deceive us in many ways.
今天他看我们的行为还有很多的不完全。
And devil criticize us for all our wrongdoings.
我们有许多可以被他攻击的点。
And we have many places can be condemned by the devil.
但是我们要知道，我们今天是神的儿女。
But we need to know the fact that we are the children of God.
主赦免了我们所有的罪。
The Lord has pardoned us.
今天我们不受控告。
So we cannot be accused.
我们坦然无惧的能够来到施恩宝座的面
前。 But approach the mercy seat with confidence.
今天我们是新造的人。
Because we are a new creation.
这是一个事实。
That is also a fact.
旧事已过。
All things have passed.
都变成新的了。
Everything is renewed.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们站稳了这一个地位。
And dear brothers and sisters, when we stand firm in that position.
然后呢，圣灵在我们里面做人手所不能做的工作。
And next thing what happens is the Holy Spirit will work something man's hand cannot work.
我们可以经历到圣灵的更新。
We will experience the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们的天然生命是老旧的。
Yes, our old self-life is old.
但是有一个新的生命。
Yeah, there is a new life.
那这个新的生命在我里面，它要长大。
And this new life wants to grow within us.
我们讲到天然生命，那很多的皱纹。
And the old life has a lot of wrinkles.
有一些人他们去什么这个拉皮。
A lot of people try to do Botox.
那但是那个只是表面的，那只是暂时的。
Try to stretch up all the wrinkles, but no matter what you do, it's temporary.
所以今天神的儿女，我们是从外面做一些表面的事情。
So children of God, we're not here to do superficial work.
我们是让里面的生命能够更新我们，能够在里面能够长大。
Instead, we are gaining a new life, and we need to renew ourselves from within and grow.
我们认识我们就是新造的人。
We need to recognize the fact we are a new creation.
但是在今天，我们的生活、我们的行事、我们的为人。
Therefore, in our words and deeds, in our daily lives.
这一个更新的工作是一直在进行的。
And we need to experience the renewing work of the new life.
所以你遇到了一件事情。
So if you encounter a situation,
一个环境
or a circumstance,
我们遇到了一个人
or a person.
也许他辱骂你，他耻笑你。
Maybe he mocked you or he insulted you.
那也许这就是我们得做更新的机会。
And that maybe is the chance that you can be renewed.
因为一下子一个个环境显出我们里面天然生命的光景。
Because a circumstance can reveal what we really are, our natural life.
我们怎么去面对呢？
And how should we react to that situation?
你说我的脾气他控制不了啊。
And you say, you know, I just can't control my temper.
有时候有些人就讲说我可能原生家庭的原因或者什么原因，这就是我的脾气。
And some people says, you know, this is how I was brought up. This is my upbringing. This is how I act.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们如果知道那是老旧的。
But dear brothers and sisters, if we truly understand and know that these are from the old life.
那今天神已经赐给我们一个新的生命。
And God has given us a new life today.
我们知道我们在基督里是新造的人。
And in Christ, we are a new creation.
是的，我们还会遇到里面的征战。
Yes, there are constant struggles between the two.
但是圣灵怎么来更新我们呢？
But how does the Holy Spirit renew us?
是在这条十字架的路上。
Is done on the way of the cross.
当你真的知道我们里面有一个新的生命。
When you truly know that we have a new life.
那是超凡美丽耶稣基督的生命。
Which is the beautiful life of Jesus Christ.
而且今天我们这个老旧的已经死了，已经与他同定十字架了。
And also we know for a fact that my old self has been crucified with Christ. It's dead.
所以在那一个时刻，那一个 moment 呢，你可以做一个拣选。
Therefore, at that moment, we can make a choice.
我们拣选基督是我们的生命。
We can choose Jesus Christ to be our new life.
我们拣选放下我们这个老旧。
And we can choose to let go my old life.
弟兄姐妹，这一个拣选是讲到圣灵在我们里面做更新。
And this process of choosing is the renewing work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是拣选好像不发脾气，拣选我能够表现得好一点。
And we're not here to choose that I will act better this time, I will not let my temper come out.
我们乃是拣选基督。
Instead, I choose Christ.
我们拣选今天我愿意放下我的自己。
I choose to let go of myself.
你就发现圣灵在里面做何等奇妙的工作。
And then you experience the wonderful changing work of the Holy Spirit.
哦，他在里面更新我们。
How Holy Spirit can renew us?
改变我们。
And change us.
哥罗西书第三章第九节和第十节。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 9 and 10.
他说不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
渐渐的更新。
And it's being renewed gradually.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们一生的路程。
Therefore, this is a life's journey.
今天圣灵正在我们身上工作。
Because the Holy Spirit is working on us.
叫我们有他的形象能够彰显出来。
So that we can manifest the image of our Creator.
我们需要承认我是污秽的。
We need to confess that, yes, I am filthy.
我们承认我们天然生命里面没有良善。
Yes, there's no goodness in me.
我们这个老旧的人充满了败坏。
And I'm full of corruption.
然后我们转向基督。
And we turn to Christ.
我们接受他为我们所做的工作。
And accept everything that he has done for me.
这边讲到说我们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Because it says you have taken off your old self with its practices.
每一次圣经告诉我们是说到那个已经是主已经完成的工作。
Have taken off means it's done.
那些是讲到属灵的实际。
And that is the spiritual reality.
是我们需要用信心来接受的。
And we need to accept that by faith.
我已经死了。
Knowing that I have died.
我已经脱下了旧人。
I have taken off my old self and its practices.
我的旧人已经与他同定死。
My old self has died and crucified with Christ.
然后我们拣选基督，他是我们的生命。
Therefore, I choose Christ to be my life now.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵在里面来更新我们。
And this is how the Holy Spirit renews within us.
是渐渐的更新我们。
It's a gradual process.
然后我们最后我们来看到圣灵他在我们里面更新我们，而最后神所要赐给我们的。
And lastly, we want to see what the Holy Spirit has been doing renewing us, the end result.
他说我们因他的恩得称为义。可以凭永生的盼望成为后嗣。
And Titus 3 verse 7 says, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
得以我们是被称为义。
That we are justified.
他赦免我们所有的罪。
God has forgiven us of all our sins.
今天我们能够这样子来到神的面前。
So that we can come into his presence.
哦，这是一个太大的恩典。
This is a wonderful and great grace.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天有许多时候，神的儿女他们没有享受这一个恩典。
But brothers, sisters, many children of God did not get to enjoy this grace.
神说，你们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座的面前。
God says, "Come to my mercy seat with full confidence."
今天常常 也许你觉得说我还不够完全，我怎么能够来到神的面前呢？
But a lot of people hesitate because they felt they were not perfect. They are not qualified to come to God.
这边告诉我们非常的清楚。
Here it says clearly.
因他的恩得称为义。
We have been justified by His grace.
神已经称我们为义。
God has justified us.
没有谁能够再来控告我们。
Therefore, no one can condemn us anymore.
但如果你不来到神的面前，
But if you don't come to God's presence,
我们没有享受主所给我们的这个恩典。
We cannot enjoy this grace.
他说你们来。
God says, come.
他渴望我们来到他施恩宝座的面前。
He wants us to come to His mercy seat.
然后呢，我们在这边看见说，我们不只是得称为义
，Not only we're justified，
我们承受永生
，But also we can have eternal life。
你说我信的时候，我已经得着了那永远的生命。
You say, you know, the moment I believe, I have received the eternal life。
但是你有跟你享受是很大很大的差别。
But having something is very different from enjoying something。
所以今天你说。你得救了，你有永远的生命在你里面。
And you say I've been saved, so I have eternal life.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们有没有在生活里面来经历这个永远的生命？它是一个怎么样的生命
？But brothers and sisters, have you experienced in your daily living this great life you have?
其实神叫我们今天不只是得着生命。
And God not only wants us to just have the life.
还要得的更丰盛
，But have it abundantly。
教我们在各样的事情、各样的环境中，我们可以来经历这个生命带着一个何等复活的大能。
So that we can experience this great resurrection power in the life on a daily basis。
这个生命胜过所有环境
，And this life surpasses all circumstances。
胜过我们的自己
，Even ourselves。
今天我们说宝贵。在我们里面那永远的生命。
So we cherish this wonderful eternal life that is in us.
他叫我们得享这个生命。
And God wants us to enjoy it.
主不只叫我们得着生命。
God not only wants us to have His eternal life.
而且要得的更丰盛。
But have it abundantly.
要这个生命在我们今天的生活中能够彰显出来。
So this life can be seen in our daily life.
我们看见很多时候人。拥有，但是他不一定能够享受。
Having something doesn't mean we enjoy, get to enjoy it.
有的人好不容易买了房子。
Some people spend a lot of money to buy a house.
但可能他待在房子里面的时间是非常少的。
But maybe the time he spent in his own house is very limited.
那现在在疫情的阶段。
And in this pandemic.
大家都留在家里面。
Everybody gets to stay home.
当然很多人开始注意家里面需要整修的地方。
And we start paying attention to the places we can make improvement.
那更多的人呢，他们可以来享受。
And more importantly, we get to enjoy our house.
所以一面来讲，你说哇，这一个真的是一个瘟疫，这是一个咒诅。
And on one hand, you may say pandemic is a curse.
但是今天我们在这样的一个环境的里面
，Yet in this situation,
弟兄姐妹，我们仍然可以得着生命。
We can still gain life.
也有很多的时候，弟兄姐妹他们忙于工作，忙于很多其他的事情。
A lot of times we're so busy with work or other things.
但是这段时间。好像你受了很大的限制。
And during pandemic period, we are constrained.
但是更多弟兄姐妹他们来亲近主。
But the truth is, the more brothers and sisters spend more time to come to the Lord.
他们花时间和同伴们一同来到主的面前。
They spend time with other brothers and sisters to come to the presence of God.
这段时间成了一个很大的祝福。
And now this actually become a great blessing.
神不叫我们白白的受苦。
God never wants us to suffer in vain.
弟兄姐妹，叫我们能够来享受，无论在各样的环境，享受主是我们的一切。
But enjoy that He is everything to us in all situations.
他说，凭着永生的盼望，成为后嗣。
Here says that we can become His heir by having the hope of eternal life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
今天他付了重价买我们回来归给他。
He has paid a great price to bring us back.
他将他的生命赐给我们。
And He has given us His own life.
我们是神的儿女。
Now we are called God's children.
神的儿女有权利可以大喊并大唱。
And God's children has the right to sing and shout loudly.
他所有的丰富，他的荣耀，他要 来赐给我们。
And God wants to give unto us His fullness and His own glory.
今天我们有了一个地位。
Now we have gained that position.
但是什么时候能够得着产业呢
？But when we can have the inheritance.
今天神要把他自己成为那个产业赐给我们。
God desires to give Himself to us as the inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，是的，到有一天，是的，我们得着那个儿子的名分。
Yes, one day we will earn the sonship.
什么长大的儿子能够来承受产业
？We will grow up like a son and receive the inheritance.
但是那不是一刹间就发生的事情。
And that doesn't happen in one instance.
今天你要得着产业
，In order to receive the inheritance.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is the day.
今天各样的经过了你的环境
，And in all kinds of situations.
都是我们的机会来得着耶稣基督他成为我们的产业。
It is opportunity we can have Jesus Christ as our inheritance.
我们一起来读罗马书第八章十六节和第十七节。
Let's read Romans 8, 16 and 17.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们就是后嗣。
Which means we are the heirs.
我们就是神的后嗣。
We are heirs of God.
我们和基督是同作后嗣。
And we are co-heirs with Christ.
后嗣就是能够继承产业的。
Heirs are entitled to inheritance.
但是他下面告诉我们说，我们与他一同受苦。
But it says here, if we share in his sufferings,
就必和他一同得荣耀。
In order that we may also share in his glory.
也就是说，今天这个产业我们怎么来得着的？
So how do we receive this inheritance?
这个产业，他说我们是和主同作后嗣的。
And here says we are co-heirs with Christ.
我们和他同死，我们就必和他一同复活。
If we die with him,We will resurrect with him.
我们和他一同受苦，我们就必和他一同得荣耀。
If we suffer with him, then we will share his glory.
今天是我们的机会。
And this today is the time and opportunity.
里面充满了感谢。
Oh, we are so thankful.
这么大的救恩今天临到我们的身上。
And this great salvation has come upon us.
神何等的爱我们。
Oh, how God loves us.
提多书这一段里面让我们看见
And in this passage in Titus
是的神的恩慈
We see that yes it's by God's kindness
他的慈爱
And his love
他的怜悯
And his mercy
哦，今天他来拯救我们
He has come to save us
不是在于我们自己所行出来的
It's not because we have done something right
他讲到借着重生的洗
But through the washing of the rebirth
圣灵的更新
and the renewal of the Holy Spirit
这些不是只是在那一天我们得救的时候我们说我们得着了
We don't get this at the moment we were saved
我们在每一天每一个时刻
But every moment in every day
在我们一生的路程当中
And for the rest of our lives
我们要继续不断的来经历
We'll continuously experience that
那这一个重生的喜
This washing of rebirth
让这个圣灵的更新
and the renewal of the Holy Spirit
除去我们的污秽
and wash away of our iniquities
除去我们的老旧
and our old self
叫我们一天新似一天
and we are renewed day by day
叫我们的生命能够长大
and we can grow in this new life
叫他能够从我们身上能够彰显出来
so that God can be seen through us
弟兄姐妹今天是我们得产业的机会
therefore brothers and sisters today is the chance to gain the inheritance
愿主从里面来吸引我们
may the Lord draw us closer from within
哦耶稣基督那个全圣的爱
oh that all victorious love of Jesus Christ has poured onto our hearts.
这个爱要一直的带我们往前。
And this love will lead us onward.
今天圣灵像那个火焰, 它在我们里面来焚烧, 烧掉我们一切的悲情下品。
And the flame of the Holy Spirit will continue to burn and burn away all the dross and the feeble nature.
圣灵要更新我们。
And the Holy Spirit wants to renew us.
哦，我们的心渴望。
Our hearts desire Him.
我们渴慕主在我们里面做何等荣耀的工作。
We long for the Lord to do something so glorious within us.
我们一起来唱诗歌 233首。
Let us sing hymn together 233.
耶稣你的全圣的爱。
Your all victorious love.
已经浇灌在我心。
Has poured into my heart.
愿我们将我们的心打开。
Open up our hearts now.
让它充满我们。
And let the Lord fill our hearts.
我们让主的同在, 主的丰富, 今天能够带到我们生活的里面。
So that His presence, His fullness can be brought into our daily life.
我们带着祷告的心, 我们来唱这样的诗歌。
And with a prayerful heart, let us sing this song.
耶稣。
Thank you.